time when people are feeling a great deal of anxiety and fear and reservations about the future. At a time when people are going to work and don't know whether or not they will have a job when they get off. Look at your life right now. Whatever you've done up to this point in time, your life is working. Whatever you have produced, it came out of you as a result of the kind of person that you have become. It's a result of your choices. It's a result of your consciousness. Now you have to ask yourself, are you satisfied with what you have produced? Is this what you want? Would you like for things to be better than this? And if you don't know what it is that you showed up to do, if you don't know why you're here, I encourage you to find out what your purpose is here. What is the meaning of your life? Natural inclination for us to put ourselves down. See, we are born negative, I think, in a negative consciousness because we live in a negative world. Begin to guard your mind against negative programming, like turn off the television. Don't watch the news. Think that more people have a sense of hopelessness and anxiety about life. If you look at the news, you cannot feel good looking at the news. Don't pick up the newspaper and read it. No. Just try this. Just experiment with yourself. So you've got to guard the kinds of things that you put in your mind. See, if you don't program your mind will be programmed because human beings are goal-oriented. Where's all of this leading to? What's going on here? Most men live in quiet desperation. Most of us go through life running scared. Why is it that most people don't pursue their dreams or don't do better than what they're doing if they're capable of doing it? That the reason that we don't even explore the possibility of what to do is because subconsciously we don't believe that it can happen for us and we don't believe that we deserve it. How much time do you spend working on you? How much time do you spend every day working on your dream? In the last 90 days, how many books have you read? In the last year, what new skill or knowledge have you acquired? What kind of investment have you made in you? Fear kills dreams. Fear kills hope. Fear put people in the hospital. Fear can age you. Fear, ladies and gentlemen, can hold you back from doing something that you know within yourself that you're capable of doing, but it will paralyze you. Leave somewhere in the back of your mind or in your heart that there's some other great work for you to do. There's something else that life has for you. And that's why you're here. There's nothing to fear but fear itself. Start encouraging yourself. Start saying, I can do this. I can make this happen. Come on, man, get yourself together. You can handle this. You just haven't figured it out yet. It's all right. This is your training period. This is the tuition you have to pay for what you don't know. You can do this. Other people have done it. It doesn't take an Einstein. Get you some people that can teach you some stuff that you don't know. Get you some people that have done it successfully and learn from them. Take some seminars, workshops, read some books on how to manage a business. Change the way you see yourself and begin to tend to the personal details. Understand that nobody's going to take care of your business better than you. Take the plunge. Go into action. And ladies and gentlemen, you will be surprised at how things will come together.
Most men lead lives of quiet desperation. Henry David Thoreau.
Thank you.
If you're new to the Impact Secret Podcast Show, welcome to the family, to my existing family. Big up. And again, thank you for joining. On this podcast show, we shift the mindset through inspiration, motivation, with a standing foundation on self-discipline. I am your respectful host, ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means it. Now, you know the motto, the slogan here that we live by here at the show, bet on yourself. You won't win unless you get in the game and play. You know, the quote that resonates here at the show is you never know how strong you have to. You never know how strong you are until being strong is the only choice you have. Bob Marley. If living means doing what you love to do, even if you have to fall to get back up. Man, that resonates so well with today's show. You already know how we do. One question, two thought-provoking statements. Again, one question, two thought-provoking statements. First question, what is the safe path you took? What is the safe path you took? I may even have to remix that and say, what is the safe path you took because of the fear of the dream that was given to you or the vision that you have? I like that. You believing you don't deserve it. Well, I guess that's your first thought-provoking statement. You believing you don't deserve it. And the last and final thought-provoking statement, hopelessness. Hopelessness. I like how that sound. I remember I heard T.D. Jakes tell a story, and I was looking for it, family, because when I heard this, it resonated so well with me. And the reason why it resonated so well with me is because of the fact of how he set it up and told it, and I couldn't find it. And I'm trying to recall the whole story. So I may paraphrase the story. Probably is paraphrasing the story. But if you find it, hey, shoot it to me, because I was looking all over for this. But he told an amazing story that was a reflection of the quiet desperation. What he said was, he said this man, he had this fish tank, right, with these fish in there, and he was someone that wanted wanted pets. So he chose fish because there really wasn't a lot of work to do with them, you know, like walking them and all of that crazy things and picking up after them. So he said, well, I'll have this fish tank. And with the fish tank there, he was, because, and one of the reason why, besides all the other attributes of having to clean up and, you know, all the things that require if you own a dog or any other type of animal besides a fish, is it was just easier for him because he traveled a lot. And so one day he had to go on a trip for business, and he accidentally left the heat on too high. And when he returned home, the fish had died. And the way T.D. Jakes unpacked that was amazing, because he said, imagine the conversation that the fish were having. And so, knowing you know you're dealing with your boy ED, so I remixed that and I thought to myself, I said, yeah, imagine the conversation the fish were having. And as the temperature on the water continued to rise, as they went from feeling kind of, you know, lukewarm to boiling, and then eventually understanding and knowing this is it, because there's no one here to save me, or there's no one here to protect me. Okay, you don't like that story. See, the thing about it, family, is this, is that a lot of times men and women live quiet desperations. Oh, I apologize. That is today's title. Today's title is entitled Quiet Desperation. You see, when you really look at quiet desperation and what happens, a lot of times people will say, well, men are affected by quiet desperation more than women. And I beg to differ. It's just the fact that men are not really talked about or discussed it in a more of an emotional state than women. So it is, the perception is that it's that mystique or that mysterious about them that, oh yes, we are experiencing something, but it's hard to talk about, because if you were raised in an environment that expressing your feelings meant that you were weak or that you weren't strong enough or that you didn't have the ability to withstand or persevere through anything, you really didn't talk about what you were going through. Okay, maybe I'm not reaching somebody. I hope someone is paying attention, because I'm going to help somebody here today. The funny thing about quiet desperation, and when I say the funny thing is that a lot of times you're in your instincts or what your gut feeling is telling you that it's time to go, but you take the approach because you don't want to seem as if you're giving up or giving in to the current situation. So you may stay in that toxic job, or you may stay in that toxic relationship, or you may stay in that toxic environment of where you're living or where you're going out to eat or anything of that nature, because it's convenient and because it's comfortable. See, it's uncomfortable to make a decision to say, hey, I had a great run at this career. I enjoyed myself. I really learned a lot, but now I need to pivot. I grew up in Michigan, Flint and Kalamazoo to be exact. And one thing that I watched is the fact of when the plants started sending jobs overseas and you started seeing the reduction in the actual plants. And what bothered me was the fact that I didn't understand why these jobs were being sent overseas until, of course, you know, when you start getting into business and start learning business. And when I started learning business, I said, oh, I see why they did this. Was it right? No, it was not right. But what one thing I did understand is the fact that a lot of people, they didn't want to make the switch, because if you can imagine, you're getting paid well, you've been there 10 years, 20, and it with people there that were there 20 plus years, it's hard to make an adjustment when you get to a certain point in your life. And that's why I don't like being comfortable, because when you get comfortable, you stop doing the things that got you to where you're at. You get so comfortable and lazy and feel like, and you just take it for granted. And I've had my moments. If someone's going to be honest here, I'll be the one for you. I've been lazy many of times, and it frustrated me because I'm like, I know better than this. And reason why I know better than this is because the output that I'm chasing or the output that I am seeking, I know what it requires. See, a lot of times we know what something requires, yet we waste our time with doing mindless or things that do not add up. When I started getting into reading heavily, I just started reading, you know, any and everything. And it wasn't until, and I forgot who I was listening to that said this, when they were like, why are you reading that book? And that question I started asking myself is like, why am I reading this book? What am I looking to get out of this book? If it's not a reflection on where I'm going, if it's not a reflection on building better habits, if it's not a reflection on changing my mindset, why am I wasting the time and energy to read this book? See, family, we read and do things that are not aligned with our path and our goal and our destiny, yet we do them because they're easier. We do them because we are afraid, if I'm going to keep it a buck with you, that we are afraid and fearful that if we go after this thing that we said we really want, and we get there and it's not what it is, then we're going to be shocked. See, I remember I was having a conversation with a family member, and she was so excited about the opportunity to actually, you know, she was moving along in her career, and she finally got to the pinnacle of what she was wanting. And when she got there, she was so deeply hurt by the fact that it really wasn't what she thought it was. And the only reason why she went that way in her career and pressed herself and pushed herself is because that's what family members wanted for her, but that's not what she wanted for herself. Okay, maybe I'll get a witness in a minute. See, the thing about it is, family, when you start living your life for other people and forget about you, you know, you, the star player, you, the one, if it's not because of, if you don't work on you or do the things you really enjoy, what's, how can you help and guide other people? How can you be a value? How can you be valuable to other people if you're continually to always, I don't want to use the word pacified, but you are just going along or getting along to go along because you don't want to ruffle any feathers or you don't want to create any conflict, but yet you are sitting there in frustration. You are sitting there in a anxiety of just like, why is my life like this? Why am I going through this? Because I can't understand this. And you know, you're afraid of losing friends and family members because you made a bold decision that, hey, I am going to really take the time and I am going to not only work on me, but work on the things that I really want. I love what, again, going back to T.D. Jakes, if you can't tell, I love his preaching. I love the content that he has. And he said something, again, this is when I had to learn about letting things go, because he talked about having the gift of goodbye. And that was tough, family, because there were people in my life that I cherished and loved or had really tight relationships with. But because of the conditions they put on the relationship, because of the conditions that they said, if I don't do this or if I don't move this way, then they would like to, you know, they would severe, or I should say cut ties on the relationship. And I was shocked because I was like, I didn't make any of these conditional, you know, agreements with you and say, well, you have to do this, 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 and this. And if you don't, then I'm out. But these are lessons you learn along the way. So when T.D. Jakes was talking about having the gift of goodbye, you have to have it. I don't, and this is probably going to be a bold statement, and I may lose some listeners and some family members, but I have to keep it a buck because this is how we move, is that you have to be willing and ready to do that. You have to be ready, willing and ready to say, I can't control them. I can only control me. And when they are ready to have conversations with me, when they are ready to talk in a manner that where you're not going to, you want to put conditions on me, but if I were to put those same conditions on you, then you would feel some sort of way. See, those are like, again, going back to quiet desperations, because you start feeling like, man, this is all my fault. Why did I do this? And you may, and you probably do own some accountability and responsibility, but your accountability and responsibility is to yourself first. We forget that. You forget that. I forget that. Because again, if you don't get you right, how can you be valuable to anybody else? You see, when I made a decision, when I jumped into the personal development realm and working on myself and change, there were a lot of things that I was doing that I had to change. You know, first of all, I stopped watching the news. Huh? I said, reason why I stopped watching the news, because every time I would watch the news, there would be something negative. And I mean, consistently negative, that would be on the news, because if we're being honest, negativity sells more than positivity. It's like when you, this is going to be a crazy analogy, but work with me a little bit. When you think about eating healthy and eating bad. So when I consider eating healthy, I'm talking about, you know, your fruits, vegetables, and all those great things, or shopping at a health food store, or just shopping in a healthy grocery aisle. You will notice that healthy food is more expensive, or I shouldn't use word expensive. It cost more than if you were just to go get a burger through a drive-through of somewhere or some fries. It's cheaper. You're like, well, why is healthy food more expensive? Maybe you don't have those conversations with you, or I should say cost more. Why does it cost more? See, anytime you make a decision that you want to invest in yourself and you want to be more, it's going to cost you and it's going to require an investment of yourself, because you have to start removing all of the things of that what people said about you. Matter of fact, what you said about you. See, we are great at tearing ourselves down without any assistance from anybody else. Somebody can make a comment and say, you know, well, you're not really as great as you say that you are, or you're not this and that. And then you know how I move. I'm like, well, let's go to the source. What are you doing? How have you changed? What are you working on? But what'll happen is we'll get to a point, as Les Brown talked about, we will paralyze ourselves because we feel like we don't know the next step. We don't know what to do next. Is it even worth it? It's like me getting up at 2 a.m. to put this show on every, you know, well, we were doing it 5 days a week and then we went to, you know, every other day. And I'm like, is it even worth me doing this? Because there are other things that I really want to focus on, but this is what I really love doing. I love getting on this mic and not just educating, but sharing my life story, because I really want to inspire 1,000 people. Yep. That for me is my goal for right now, is inspiring 1,000 people to change their habits, to change who they are, but one step at a time. Not you know, because what you know what you'll do is you'll say, yep, I'm gonna start on Monday, I'm gonna make the change, and let's say losing weight, because that's I'm in a weight loss challenge currently right now. And I thought to myself, I said, you know what, this time around on this weight loss challenge, I'm going to change my lifestyle, but I'm not going to get on a diet. Because when you know the difference between a diet and changing your lifestyle. See, a diet is temporary. That's why when you look at, they did some research on The Biggest Loser, and And I don't have the numbers and everything like that. Maybe next time I'll pull that up. If this episode does well, I'll maybe do a Quiet Desperation part two. But what they did is they did research on some of the contestants of The Biggest Loser. And what they saw is that after leaving the show, and again, I don't know the time frame, I don't know if it was 6 months or a year, but they returned back to the same weight or even more than what they were when they got on the show. And that's what's crazy to me. And that's why I don't subscribe to diets or diet fads, because I tried them all and yep, I did lose the weight, but then boom, I gained it all back, because it really wasn't about the diet. It was about the discipline, and it was about finding ways to incorporate some of that bad, you know, like the cookies and cakes. Okay, maybe you're not like me, the cookies, cakes and ice cream, and finding ways to still incorporate that into enjoying life. Because, I mean, I still want to have some cookies and I love me some red velvet cake and German chocolate cake. So I have to find a way to incorporate that into my diet. So I'm saying all this to say this, family, is that when you are working on you and you're working on believing that you deserve it, you have to create a lifestyle of life and not a diet of life. You have to understand, when you said, I am going to switch careers, even though I know nothing about that career, I knew nothing about speaking. I knew about personal development because I was doing it day in and day out, but I knew nothing about speaking. I knew nothing about podcasting. I knew nothing about, how to market and all of those things. But I started learning, and I got excited, and I was like, oh, I really enjoy doing this, finding topics to talk about, finding new ways to market information. And I was like, oh, this is definitely what I want to do, going forward. And so, and behind the scenes, and when I say behind the scenes, on my downtime, I started working towards that way. And even when I'm in certain situations, as far as thinking of like, hey, what am I going to talk about? I'm always typing in, like the episodes that I'm thinking about talking about, and then going to find the content that'll mirror that of what I'm looking to do. But you have to really truly understand that you are running out of time. And when I say you're running out of time, not as a scare tactic or a fear tactic, but I'm saying you're running out of time because what you don't want to happen is that you become so stubborn that you do not take the time to really find another pathway to something else that you may enjoy. Just don't get stuck. Well, say, hey, that's all I eat is this. I don't eat anything outside of that. But then there may be something that's another healthy option. And I'm using this as a healthy option, another healthy option for you to eat. And you won't explore it because of the fact of you're saying, well, this is what I do. Family, that's not going to work anymore, because if you continue going down that path, you are going to continue beating yourself up. And that's what I think of quiet desperation. I think of you beating yourself up because you're like, it's like, you know better. And when I say you know better, it's like, you need to start looking for another job. You know that relationship ain't going nowhere. Y'all not going to get married, or you're not going to go on trip. There is nothing about to come out of that situation, but yet you feel guilty because you don't want to leave and feel like you didn't give, you don't want to have any regrets and feel like, oh, well, I didn't give it was me and I didn't give enough. Maybe it is you, and it's probably in your best interest to leave. Or if you don't want to leave, then work on yourself so you can be a better version of yourself for that person. And when we choose not to focus on working on ourselves, then we negate and we minimize the value of who we can be for other people as well. See, what's in front of you of any of your goals or visions that you have is you. You're blocking yourself. And I had to learn that the hard way. And I had to learn that the hard way because I was blaming everything else except the person that's in charge of changing things. It's like, when you tell somebody, when you're talking to somebody and they're like, man, I would really like to, start a YouTube channel. And you like, okay, go start one. And it's like, well, man, but I'm not going to have the success like with this other big YouTuber because I'm not, I'm just getting started. You're right. And because you're just getting started, don't look at somebody where they're at. That's why I always said when I write my book, it's going to be raw because I don't want anybody to believe that I got to where I'm at without any cuts and bruises and broken hearts, and that, oh, I just popped up and was like, boom, okay, this is what we're doing. Because if I continue to do that, then I continue to sell the I call it the broken message that's out there that, yeah, you can be anything you want to be. Yeah, you can. However, you're going to have to invest. You're going to have to make an investment and a cost. Are you willing to get up at 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning to work on your dream and then go to your 9 to 5? Are you really willing to do that? Or do you make it easy to say, well, you know what? I just don't have the time anyway, so forget it. But again, going back to my point that I've said over and over again, but you can tell me about a show that you watched, or you can tell me, how you sat up there and watched, all these different sporting events. And trust me, I am a basketball junkie. Like, I love basketball, but I made my decision, and the season is starting up. Matter of fact, I think it started yesterday, and I had to make a decision for these next 30 days that I really want to focus on my message. I really want to focus on the family. I want to start creating, you know, a product, even if it's, you know, just outlining what the type of product it is, you know, especially with New Year's coming. I want to make sure you guys are good with a calendar and planning and all these things and the tools that I will actually be using as well that I want to share with, because a lot of people don't like sharing what they learn and providing that information. And when they share it, they have shared. And, you know, I'm probably going to go on a rant, but excuse the rant. If this bothers you, then, you know, you can click off now. But I recently purchased a book, and here it goes again. You know, why am I reading a book? The reason why I got the book is because they were talking about YouTube strategies, and they were talking about entrepreneurship, and they were talking about the whole foundation of entrepreneurship and YouTube. However, they did something that Dan Kennedy talked about, where he talked about, you know, discuss the strategy. I think I forgot how that quote goes, but in so many words, it's like discuss the strategies, but sell them the tactics. And I bought the book because I was like, I'm willing to, you know, vote with my wallet and not with, you know, with my mouth. So I said, okay, I got the book. And if you've never done YouTube or entrepreneurship, I still don't think the book would have been valuable for you, because it didn't give you any proper context of how to guide you through what you're going through, of the ups and downs of entrepreneurship, what you need to do for entrepreneurship, or even for YouTube, how to get your videos to pop, or how do you find good content? What do you talk about? What type of niche do you need to be focusing on? Or what are some of the hottest niches and things like that, that you're going to be able to do day in and day out? And I got frustrated, but then I laughed to myself and I said, see, this is the reason why a lot of inventions happened, is because somebody was looking for a product and it was either not out there, or it wasn't as what they thought it was going to be. It wasn't sold as advertised, meaning that the advertisement may say one thing, but when you actually got the product, it was horrible. And I have a lot of products like that where I purchased something and they were telling me, hey man, you get my course, I'm promising you. Well, you know, I can't promise. So I'll say, if you do everything in here, there is no way that you shouldn't be able to make X amount. And then you do everything in there they say, and it doesn't happen. And then you go back into that quiet desperation of, maybe I'm not good enough. You know, he or she was able to do it, and they have results of people doing it, but maybe this is just not for me. Maybe that's a sign. And I'm going to tell you now, here and now, family, I've invested in a lot of training and things like that, and I'm getting better, to say the least, of spotting when you purchase something. And it's sad, because sometimes, well, the majority of the times, the free stuff is better than the paid stuff. I'll say it again. The free stuff is better than the paid stuff. And so that's why it's important, family, when you are going through your go through, that you focus on continually to develop and continue to work. And it's not going to be easy. A lot of people give up and quit, and I don't blame them. And I know that sounds bold, but I really don't, because you get to a point where it's just like, man, enough's enough. I am exhausted. I'm tired. You know, when are the results are going to come? And they're just not coming yet. How do I keep moving forward? Well, I'll tell you, like I've learned along the way, it's easier to put one step in front of the other instead of trying to run a sprint in a marathon. So if you focus on just saying, you know what, like for me today, I'm getting out this content, and later today I'll have the video, and you know, the video treatment for it, for a previous show and things like that. I learned that if I try to do if I start focusing on a lot of things, I'm not able to pour into the one thing that I really love doing, which is being on this microphone, which is help inspiring people, which is telling, you know, showing the other side of what people don't share when they're talking about personal development and what is going to be required. And then exposing myself as far as the challenges that I'm still going with and, the, you know, the relationships and things that, you know, I do wish would, you know, were better. I do, you know, hope that they would get better. But I understand, again, at the end of the day, family, I can't control any of those outcomes or situations. The only thing I can control is myself. So I challenge you today, family, that you start looking for ways to get better and continue to work on it 1% a day. Until next time, this has been your boy ED. Peace.